This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Where did some of our best-known expressions come from? Well, a good number of them literally came from a bottle. A bottle of wine, that is. A few lessons in wine-drinking linguistics after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
It's always interesting to learn where our popular words and phrases originated. Well, our most beloved beverage has been responsible for a few. In ancient Babylon, it was customary for the father of the bride to supply the groom with all the wine he could drink for a month after the wedding. Back in those days, they used a lunar calendar, so this period was called the honey month, and eventually evolved into the modern term honeymoon. Meanwhile, in ancient Greece, a dinner host would take the first sip of wine to ensure it was not poisoned or cheap wine. That was the origin of the phrase, drink to one's health. The toast was instituted by Romans, who would drop a piece of toasted bread in their wine to buffer unpleasant taste and excessive acidity. Finally, before the invention of the modern thermometer, winemakers would test the temperature of unfermented juice in the same way savvy mothers test the temperature of the baby's bottle, by sticking their thumb in it. It was important to get a good sense of the temperature to determine when to add the yeast culture. This became known as the rule of thumb. It's this kind of knowledge that really and truly makes wine drinking more fun and interesting at parties. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.